2. The Brilliant Evening Stars. These brilliant creatures were planned by the Melchizedeks and were then brought into being by the Creator Sun and the Creative Spirit. They serve in many capacities but chiefly as liaison officers of Gabriel, the local universe chief executive. One or more of these beings function as his representatives at the capital of every constellation and system in Nebadon. As chief executive of Nebadon, Gabriel is ex officio chairman of, or observer at, most of the Salvington conclaves, and as many as 1,000 of these are often in session simultaneously. The brilliant evening stars represent Gabriel on these occasions. He cannot be in two places at the same time, and these super angels compensate for this limitation. They perform an analogous service for the course of the Trinity Teacher Sons. Though personally occupied with administrative duties, Gabriel maintains contact with all other phases of universe life and affairs through the brilliant evening stars. They always accompany him on his planetary tour and frequently go on special missions to the individual planets as his personal representatives. On such assignments, they have sometimes been known as the Angel of the Lord. They frequently go to Uverse to represent the bright and morning star before the courts and assemblies of the Ancients of Days. But they seldom journey beyond the confines of Arvonten. The brilliant evening stars are a unique twofold order, embracing some of created dignity and others of attained service. The Nebadon chorus of these super angels now numbers 13,641. There are 4,832 of created dignity, while 8,809 are ascendant spirits who have attained this goal of exalted service. Many of these ascendant evening stars started their universe careers as seraphim, others have ascended from unrevealed levels of creature life. As an attainment goal, this high course is never closed to ascension candidates so long as the universe is not settled in light and life. Both types of brilliant evening stars are easily visible to Marantia personalities and certain types of supermortal material beings. The created beings of this interesting and versatile order possess a spirit force which can be manifested independently of their personal presence. The head of these super angels is Gavalia, the firstborn of this order in Nebadon. Since the return of Christ Michael from his triumphant bestowal on Urantia, Gavalia has been assigned to the ascendant mortal ministry, and for the last 1900 Urantia years his associate, Galantia, has maintained headquarters on Jerusalem, where he spends about half of his time. Galantia is the first of the ascendant super angels to attain this high estate. No grouping or company organization of the brilliant evening stars exists other than their customary association in pairs on many assignments. They are not extensively assigned on missions pertaining to the ascendant career of mortals, but when thus commissioned, they never function alone. They always work in pairs. One a created being, the other an ascendant evening star. One of the high duties of the evening stars is to accompany the Avonal Bestowal Sons on their planetary missions, even as Gabriel accompanied Michael on his Urantia bestowal. The two attending super angels are the ranking personalities of such missions, serving as cacomanders of the archangels and all others assigned to these undertakings. It is the senior of these super angel commanders who, at the significant time and age, bid the Avonal Bestowal Son, be about your brother's business. Similar pairs of these super angels are assigned to the planetary course of Trinity Teacher Sons that functions to establish the post-bestowal or dawning spiritual age of an inhabited world. On such assignments, the evening stars serve as liaisons between the mortals of the realm and the invisible cores of teacher sons. The worlds of the evening stars. The sixth group of seven Salvinton worlds and their 42 tributary satellites are assigned to the administration of the brilliant evening stars. The seven primary worlds are presided over by the created orders of these super angels, while the tributary satellites are administered by ascendant evening stars. The satellites of the first three worlds are devoted to the schools of the teacher sons and the evening stars dedicated to the spirit personalities of the local universe. The next three groups are occupied by similar joint schools devoted to the training of ascending mortals. The seventh world satellites are reserved for the triune deliberations of the teacher sons, the evening stars, and the finaliters. During recent times, these super angels have been closely identified with the local universe work of the cores of the finality, and they have long been associated with the teacher sons. There exists a liaison of tremendous power and import between the evening stars and the gravity messengers attached to the finaliter working groups. The seventh primary world itself is reserved for those unrevealed matters which pertain to the future relationship that will obtain between the teacher sons, the finaliters, and the evening stars consequent upon the completed emergence of the super universe manifestation of the personality of God the Supreme.